I actively bullied people, like nerds and like.
Yeah, I only bullied our group of friends.
Oh, dude.
If I could tell someone was like a loner, for the most part, I was not a dickhead to them.
See, from the beginning, when I was younger, I was like, I was just bullying anyone who I could bully.
Yeah.
And then
that's probably how I started.
Then there was a kid who was like homeschooled weirdo. Ooh. I think I was scored number 4, and he wrote a hit list and brought it to school. I got a fucking.
He scored a 4?
He was homeschooled his whole life and went to his mom's. Mom sent him to 8th grade. And he came, dude. And
prime
it was,
coming age.
Dude, he came in, and it was just like when people watch, like, Locked Up.
We were all in there, just like, what up, dude?
Dude, he was on our baseball team, and he ended up quitting, and then, like, they found a hit list, and it's literally, and I hit number 3.
Fuck, dude, we were a strong ranking.
The guy bought a batting cage, so like he would in there like, you fucking suck, and the balls would be flying at him. He was like, dude, it was so fucking fun. But I stopped. The one thing, there was this kid who was definitely gay in my high school, and for some reason, I got punched in the face by a nerd, and I stopped bullying nerds at that point. And then I started just bullying weird kids.
I remember that very vividly, my first week at high school.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was always like, why are people mean to these dorks and like gay dudes? Why are you mean to them?
Yeah.
And I went into the bathroom and there was a dork. There was a guy who I knew was a huge fucking dork. And I think he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't know at the time, but he was just weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up, dude? And he just instantly was a fucking asshole. 'Cause he had been bullied so much.
He had to shell shock. The
dorks and gay dudes were fucking mean.
Oh, for sure.
Like, shut up, asshole. And I was like, whoa. All right. This is who I am now. I'll fight you. There's a dork.
He's like moaning Myrtle in Harry Potter.
There's a dork. Yeah.
He's in the bathroom like, fuck you.
Yeah. You just float around in different classes.
The only gay kid, I used to always be like, yo, you look so fucking hot today. And he'd be like, just laughing. And you're just laughing.
Good.
But then I would definitely, like, if I saw a kid, I would just, in the meantime, try to set up fights and make kids fight each other. And like,
behind the scenes.
The kid that I used to bully, or I did bully that until he punched me in the face before biology class, I, for some reason, was like, all right, I took it upon myself to like make him fight some, but in a good way. I thought my intentions were pure.
I remember this.
I thought my intentions were pure, and I set up a fight between him and some kid.
Yeah, you said one of them called him gay, one of them said they were like,
No, this was in seventh grade.
This is a different fight.
That was, my intentions weren't pure for that. There were just two nerds a year above me,
and I
was
Don
like,
King
I'm pretty sure I can make them fight, and I made them fight.
Yeah.
This was just another kid. I'm like, yo, you gotta start standing up for yourself, dude. I'm like, because this kid on the bus used to give him shit, too. I'm like, you gotta fight this kid. So then they actually fall on the bus.
How do you do?
He tried to fight with his school bag on. The other kid just grabbed his school bag straps and was choking him. And I was like, no, pick it up.
Oh, you set him up for failure?
I wanted him to beat this kid up. And he lost? He got his ass kicked.
He took an L.
If someone's
sitting behind you on the bus, they can fuck you up. That's how the bus rankings are. The further you sit in the back, the more you can beat the shit out of you. It's like a Mortal Kombat.
I remember seeing that kid who I was setting him up to fight with, and he lost. But I saw this kid at it was a soft hop or something. And he went to my high school, and he was just like, yo, I'm on an E-pill. And I was like, nice. And I fucking punched him in the stomach as hard as I could. And he was like, oh, why would you do that? I was like, fuck you, dude.
The drugs are gay.
I just thought it was funny to punch him. I was like, what, does stuff feel really good? He's like, dude, it's unbelievable. And I was like, blap.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Bullying is the shit. Fuck Gillette, dude.
Yeah, dude. Bullying is fucking
bullying rocks.
Rad as fuck.
Yeah, sorry to go over Gillette again.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even talk about this.
What?
Me and Abby's show at, we have a show together. Man, dude, I threw her under the bus. The show sucked, so I just...
You threw her?
Turned on her immediately. It's a bad habit that I have.
I turned on you once. It was so fucking funny.
I didn't even realize I'm... I don't even
it was
realize
so
I'm doing
fucking
it.
Funny.
You brought it up to me like a week later, and I was like, oh, fuck.
That was the funniest
thing. I'm sorry about
thing.
That.
That was the funniest. I remember being like, what the fuck is this?
So I was co-hosting a show with Matt. I think the show wasn't going great, so I just turned on Matt immediately.
It was McKeever's show.
It was McKeever's, yes. Did the same thing to Abby. Where, like, I'm on stage with her.
That's so fucking funny.
And if the show, like, it was a light show, so I was just like, this show fucking sucks, this crowd sucks, and just immediately turned on her.
Oh.
And didn't even realize I was doing it.
Oh.
Until she called me the next day, or texted me the next day.
What the fuck?
Like, you were really mean.
You turned on me.
I was like, what? And then in my mind, I just thought immediately after she was like, you were an asshole last night. I was like, what the fuck? Because right away, I'm just like, fuck you. what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're being a pussy. And then I thought about it. And I just had a flashback of me being like, girls have dog brains. Girls have dog brains. I kept saying girls had dog brains. I said Abby had dog brains. Girls have dog brains. And no one in the crowd liked it. Everyone in the crowd was like, okay, dude, take it easy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I bombed just being mean to a woman.
You just fucking pulled the roof down on the
Immediately was just like, fuck this show. And the reason the show sucks is because women have dog brains. And then I would bring comics up in between. Like, I'd bash Abby and then bring comics up. It was not good. So, yeah, she texted me. It was like, you were a fucking asshole.
You guys still running the show together?
Yeah.
Are you contrite?
Are you now? No, it took me, like, as soon as she brought it up, it took me, like, 2 hours of being like, fuck
around.
Her, fucking pussy, fucking the.
Probably then, called O'Connor like, dude, I heard you're mean fucking girls, dude. Yeah. He's
like, what? And then I was like, yeah, what? He goes with it. He always goes with it. Whatever you tell him, he's like, what's going on, man? What's up with you? Why are you calling me with this? But it took about an hour, maybe 2 hours for me to finally be like, yeah, I definitely was. Sorry about that. It will never happen again. I apologize.
So what's going to happen, you're going to catch yourself mid-turn. It's going to happen again.
I can't help
it. You're going to catch yourself mid-turn and just fucking totally fucking completely just be like,
Short circuit.
You're going to short out, dude.
I'll be in the middle of making fun of someone and just be like, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can hardly remember the one we did. I remember being like, what the fuck? What is this? And it was just like, what the fuck is this? I immediately sought support from the crowd instantly. It was trying to return the turn. I was like, this is not, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't know.
It happens, dude.
It's not a great habit.
It happens. You're on state of battle. You're like, I'll just take a head. Fuck this shit.
I'm not going to look like an asshole. I'm going to make sure.
Then you end up just looking like an asshole.
It's so funny to be like, oh, I'm going to join the crowd and somebody's got to take the fall for this show being bad. I just joined the crowd and I'm like, yeah, you piece of shit.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
That is a real bitch move. Funny.
That's the best, dude.
That's exactly what's happening. So there's two of us on stage. There's 10 people in the audience.
Yeah,
being
literally.
Like,
it's probably
this sucks. So I'm like, yeah, this does suck. Why does this suck? Whoever I'm sitting with. Why are you making this suck?
Yeah.
They're early enough in their relationship. She won't ruin it yet. But, dude, once contact takes off.
Nah, she's cool.
Once
she doesn't mind me talking about it.
Once you're famous
really.
And people listen to it.
We talked it out. Yeah, once I'm super famous. Yeah.
Contact, dude.
Yeah. Don't listen to it.
What a cool name. Where did you come up with that cool name?
All right. What are we doing? What are we doing here now?
What's a cool name? What are we doing? It's a cool name. Why did you call it
Contact? You already told me in the car that name's gay, so I'm not going to like.
Why did you call it Contact?
Because of Connor.
You think it's O'Contact?
O'Contact, dude. Let's know O'Contact.
He's been trying to set this joke up for a day and a half. No, because as soon as I told him about it, I was doing a podcast, I don't even think he listened to the rest of the story. He's just like, I'm going to have him on the cast. I'm going to fucking bury him. He just like, blocked out everything you said for 72 hours. Like, O'Contact, don't forget O'Contact.
O'Contact's a great one. I got to write that down. And then I'm on stage during my set. I'm like, what do I say?
Nothing to really talk about. Yeah. You're just autopiloting your set the whole time. You're like, O'Contact. Tomorrow when we get home.
I'm going to bash this motherfucker with Matt.
No contact, because you're putting out a transmission secretly, dude. It's almost like alien contact.
Well, yeah, it was just more that I have trouble relating to people.
Contact.
So he's just reaching out to the
reaching
world.
Out, trying to make contact.
In a cold, awesome. Dark world, you're reaching out, just trying to find some human connection out there.
Yeah,
contact.
Yeah.
And if you listen to this, boy, are you going to love the hit new podcast from Chris O'Connor.
Don't.
Contact.
Please don't listen to it.
When do you release
it? It's not
it?
Ready.
Was
not
it
ready.
Every week?
Yeah.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Just an hour of Chris O'Connor. Just
that's
chats.
Fantastic, dude.
It's so funny. I'm
trying to keep it around 30,
I kept playing
minutes.
It while he was in the car with me.
It's so bad.
So you guys are mid-conversation. You found it and pulled it up and started playing it.
Yes. Yeah. I've been playing it throughout the day.
So you said five episodes?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
What?
Yeah. Shane finds out about your dirty laundry on the internet, dude. He'll get it.
He'll
get it, man.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you dude. If you're a podcaster, you got to be all in. Yeah.
I'm genuinely saying it is funny. You had some. No. I mean, the take about you being a piece of shit last year is hilarious.
Yeah,
and if you're being funny on it, which I think you are, it is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But people are going to listen to it and think you're serious.
Totally.
And think you're a completely unhinged
psycho.
Fucking...
Yeah, yeah, perfect, yeah. No, I made the, I made a mistake.
Because he was like, yes,
dude. I made the mistake. The island of... Mamma Mia is fucking fire, dude. In who's his, that lady? Who's
that's
that lady?
Here We Go Again, right? Mamma Mia.
Here We Go. Yeah, dude. Song's what? So awesome.
Did they
dude.
Sing that again in the second one? Didn't they make a Mamma Mia 2?
I'm watching Mamma Mia 2. Well, I'm watching the newer one that was like 2011. With who's okay. that lady who was being like super annoying at the Golden Globes or one of those things? Old lady.
Yes. Kind of Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, dude. Yeah.
She's in it?
Can't say nothing bad about Meryl Streep right now. She fucking crushes
really?
Mamma Mia.
Really? Well, she's a great actress. It's just unreal. Other shit that she says is annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you agree with that shit.
Oh, no.
You're a fucking leftist.
Oh, no.
Got him. He's in the scope.
That's your leftist. Dude. You he's leftist? Oh,
of course he is.
Yeah, I'm left. But I don't all like day. I don't like Hold her. On. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, but what you're not like super far. You're like an establishment war hawk, like Hillary
yeah,
Clinton leftist.
Yeah, he is.
You like Clinton?
I don't like Clinton, but...
You love Bill Clinton.
The yeah, rapist? You like the rapist, yeah. Bill?
He
Bill?
Loves the
oh,
rapist.
No, look at this. Look at this.
You love the undisputed
this is
rapist.
Pincer move right here. Dude. I'm getting flanked.
Okani is a complete establishment
I am.
War hawk,
yeah.
dude.
That's yeah. tight.
He I wants love... war with Russia.
Yeah.
So what?
Well,
what
we're
like,
at war with
what
Russia.
What economic no, theory Russian. Do you yeah. back? Yeah. Are you like Adam Smith? Keynes?
I'm Keynes, yeah.
You're Keynesian?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a demand wow. side guy for sure.
I don't wow. know if I like
so like
this.
Government yeah. intervention is necessary?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you need it sometimes.
Nice.
Damn. Yeah. And you love Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He
not.
Loves her.
What's her
I
platform?
I was making
I
a song.
Know.
Her platform is no more airplanes.
Yeah, that's
and
that's,
just trains.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think, I that's haven't seen autistics. That. Is that true?
The autistics must be, the vote must be through the roof right
is
now.
Is that true?
No more only airplane? Trains?
I do, yeah.
Retarded
I'm a big fan of trains.
Must be going
so it's
nuts
like that,
right now.
That is a weak point for me. It's hard to stay strong.
Wait, so what's your problem
she's getting
with
a strong bump from the retarded. Yeah. The retarded vote is the, she was is like, the new black vote. In 2020, she, the retarded
you
vote.
You think so?
If that swings Democrat, that's what? Big. The what? Retard vote.
What, is this like
it's
a,
an R state?
Does your audience know what this state. Is? Is your audience familiar with this demo?
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
No, that's our demo, dude.
That's all we care about, dude.
Yeah, we've approached the retard vote is huge.
Really?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
What do you think she's doing? Banning airplanes?
Why
all trains?
Why is she banning? I don't know. Retarded people might like airplanes.
They love planes. Or
yeah,
trains.
They might
so they
like more
up
terrestrial,
there.
Yeah.
They get scared up there.
More it's model rockets for everyone.
Oh, model rockets? If that's her platform, dude, the R states are going to swing.
Why
free
is she
Legos
against
forever?
Flying? Yeah. Why is she against flying?
I have no idea. This is something that Shane said. I don't even know if it's true.
That's a hot rumor.
You love AOC. She's a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. I'm like, what don't you like? She wants to literally ban airplanes.
She's anti-air travel.
She's against cows.
What?
She doesn't like cows. She doesn't like
I'm
the
against
military.
Cows.
She, dude.
I come out against cows.
You don't like cows?
Yeah. What are they? Why do we need them?
You just had a Big Mac today, you fucking
I know.
Fat liberal
Well, I'm
bitch.
Saying, like, once they start, like, just, like, growing meat, you know what I mean? Like, in a Petri dish
this
or something.
Is the
type
it's
like, why not? Just get rid of cows. Cows don't
I
do anything for
argument,
anyone.
This is the argument we got in, that Alexandria Cortez is just as retarded as Donald Trump.
Yeah, which
that
is
was my
crazy.
Argument.
Which is
I
crazy.
Think they're the exact same.
Okay.
No, dude, this is
they're the
this
same
is,
animal.
This is the right-wing okay. version of moral relativism right here.
I'm not right wing.
This is
the
right wing version.
What are you? You're
this
classic
is like,
British liberal.
Nothing,
this is like when you.
I, this is
this
is
this
how
like
I
when
feel.
You talk
Shut
to
the
liberals.
Fuck up. This isn't contact. All right.
You're preventing me from.
There's
making
more
contact.
Than one person on this. All right. So is it just some rambling idiot? This is what I was thinking. I get mad when I hear people that don't know shit about football discuss football.
Sure.
That's yeah. how I am with politics. I recognize that I don't know a fucking thing.
I think you're a
and
dictator.
I need to shut the fuck up.
I think you're a dictator.
I love
you're
dictators.
Dictator. You're the dictator political parties, just parties of one of just like multiple people
yeah,
rolling
just
around.
Random dudes.
Yeah, I'm in a dictation.
Yeah. I love
the
yeah.
supreme rule.
I like emperors.
Supreme rule is a valid method of government.
Yeah, we just get a good guy up there. Someone like me.
Exactly.
Someone exactly
we
like me.
We need the right guy. Yeah, I've been getting into the
I think
executing
him.
People because you don't like the way they just sound.
True yeah, that. You'd be first.
God. gotcha.
How about that? You know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Tune into the podcast. You hear stories about grown men pissing their pants. You learn
stuff.
I didn't
piss my pants, dude. I pissed the bed.
The bed, dude.
Pissed the bed. It's fair.
This is going to be another cast. My girlfriend's going to hear and be like,
she's going to hear this?
Fucking idiot. Yeah, probably. She'll
my girlfriend bitched at me for fucking vaping two vapes at once on Instagram. She's like, you think you're fucking cool? She just texted me. I was like, come on, babe. Come on, babe.
Oh, fuck.
What you got against fat fucking clouds?
I accidentally left Claire a voicemail.
Last night?
Today.
Ooh, what time?
Today when we were at the rest stop. Could have been a disaster. Instead, it was just me singing, Chris is gay. Oh, Chris is gay. Chris is gay. That's the voicemail.
Wait, was that? That was when we got out of the car. Yeah. Just now. Oh.
God damn it, that's funny.
Yeah. She just heard her boyfriend be like, oh, what a night. Chris pissed his pants last night, and Chris is gay. That's done after 3 hours.
Fucking Carmen, dude.
Oh, fuck.
You just bullied him the whole way home.
The whole way. I was like, what about contact?
Damn, she could have caught some turnpike talk, dude.
She could have got some rough news. I'd be like, I don't even love that bitch. Just me talking out of my ass.
Do you ever have someone call you and they didn't mean to and they stay on the line? You try to like listen to what's going on?
Yeah, for sure. And you never hear it. It's always broken up. You never get to hear what they're actually saying.
I've caught some. My boy, I caught a little on you. I forgot all about this.
You caught me talking shit?
I caught you like arguing one time. And I like listened for a minute.
Of course, I was arguing with someone.
You're arguing. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to listen to this. I shut it off.
Who was I arguing with? My babe?
I don't know. I forget. I forgot all about this. It was just like a pocket dial, and I was like, hello? And it was like you just arguing, and I was like, oh, shit. I just
God
like,
damn,
know.
That's worrisome. I gotta stop doing that. What happened to your finger?
Oh, I went back to my beloved...
You got a good wart there.
Well,
is that what that is?
No, it was a tiny wart, but they froze it off for me. My beloved dermatologist. I went and saw her.
Your beautiful angel.
I dried my eyelids out. I don't know what the fuck I did, but I had like my eyelids were like dried and cracking. I don't know what the fuck I did.
Damn.
Is your humidifier in your house fucked up?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just, I literally told her.
Just shut that the fuck down.
No, because I thought about that.
Don't bring those bunk ass theories, dude.
What are you talking about?
I got something on my eyelids. I was like, I don't know what the fuck got on them.
Dude, they're installing these new, like, the air conditioning heating, like, wall units in a lot of apartments. I have one in mine. And it, like, fucking, there's no humidifiers. So it's just the driest fucking heat in the world.
I think I
And I was waking up, too, just, like, feeling my eyes were, like,
I came in contact with with Keef. I think I got Keef on my eyes.
You got Keef on your
eyes? No bullshit, dude. I'm telling you. I think I got Keef on my eyes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
Really?
No, I was, like...
Did you get the Keef from... Where'd you get it?
I was making Keef. I fucking was grinding it
Did
up.
Did you get it from up the block?
Keef from up the block, dude. Yeah, I had to tell the dermatologist. She's like, is anything... you have any idea where this is from? I was like, I got Keef on my eyes. She was like, all right.
All right, let's go. Let's end this, right? Where are we at? We're good.
Hour and 38 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
We're deep.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe Patreon tomorrow? Are you doing anything tomorrow?
No, I'm off. Patreon tomorrow.
We'll get an episode tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. God bless.
Yeah.
God bless O'Connor, dude.
Yeah. Chris O'Connor coming through. Yeah.
Loved it, dude.
Wow. You're the man.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Listen to Contact.
Shout out Teddy, I guess, right? Teddy's a dog. You guys shout out dogs still?
No, that's gay. No, no? Fucking gay. Dude, fuck Teddy.
No, fuck you.
Teddy's a bitch.
I love Teddy.
You hit Teddy.
I don't.
You put your hand up Teddy's
he
head.
Peed in the house. He peed in the house and I put his nose in it. It's the first time I've ever done that.
Put
to
your
dog.
Nose on that bed today. You fucking.
I know.
You're, Teddy, a
you're like. You're I know. Like a, Teddy and me were the same.
You're
that's
like a
why,
firm stepdad in
heads.
Teddy's life. You're like a firm stepdad in Teddy's life.
Yeah, I'm trying
you're
to help out.
I love
out.
You, but I'm
trying to help out around
you.
The house. Well, when I first showed
Teddy's
up.
With a single mom, just like.
Yeah.
His life is chaos.
And when I first showed up, he didn't like me. He was like rebelling.
Yeah.
But all my presence, he was like shitting in the house and pissing in the house. He's like, I don't like this guy. I don't like his energy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, no.
You
know,
you're a
you.
Ruthless disciplinarian.
You.
But now you fuck his mom in front of him, don't you?
Oh, God.
You do?
Yeah.
You make
yeah.
Teddy watch. You're like, Teddy, look
no,
at this.
He,
oh, yeah.
He watches. Teddy he watch? Puts like a paw over his nose.
Does he ever try to lick your balls and like get up to
save
that?
No, no,
save
no,
that
no,
junk
no.
you just
no.
tossed out for contact, dude. No. That junk.
I'm stoked on contact.
It's so funny. Wait till you hear it. It's Chris.
A one man.
Clearly going through mental hell. Just like, your life, your year sucked. You fucking, you could have been better. You think you're good? You suck. It's just like, what?
That's awesome. Yeah, one man podcast is the one final man,
him sitting down and be like, this sucks. Right away, first episode. It's like, if you're listening to this for some reason, this is bad. Turn it off. It's not good.
It's really, it sucks. God. It sucks. Yes. Don't listen to
So listen to Contact. Yes, for sure.
Just put it in a note somewhere and check in on it maybe a year, 2 years.
This is going to be the episode
year,
title. Yeah.
Contact with Chris O'Connor. Contact with Chris O'Connor.
That's what it is.
Bio. Oh, Contact.
Oh, my Chris God. O'Contact.
Yeah, don't.
Yes, dude, yes.
Yeah, just
dude,
put
it's
it.
Sick you're doing a podcast. I'm so happy about
it's
that.
It's good. It's going to be fun.
I found Gene told me before this episode, and I went, what? Who's dealt with by himself? And I literally went, yes.
Yeah, he's so happy. And then we were quiet when you walked came in. We get to make fun of Chris. We get to make fun of him. We get to make fun of him for 2 hours. Yes.
Don't listen to him. Seriously, don't listen to him. Hell no, it's not worth listening
to. Too late.
To.
Why are you saying that?
What?
You're selling it.
I fully support the cast. Yeah,
I think it's awesome. Yeah. It's honestly bad. Don't listen to him.
Perfect.
Listen, like I said, put it. Write it down.
That's why yours will be good.
Write it down. Put it in.
Oh, that's why you were asking me about Patreon.
What?
Yeah, little Okani. Okani was sneaking it in there. He was like,
dip his beak into the money river.
No, he brought it up. He brought it up. I wasn't even talking about it.
He's like,
I'll tell you right now, it's very lucrative.
It's, I don't even want.
As lucrative as we'd like. Donate, you fucking cocksuckers.
Dude. I was with baby girl at her mom's house in Vermont.
She's from Vermont?
Her mom just moved there. With they have family up there.
That's what's up.
Yeah, her mom lives there right now with her sister. So it's two ladies. And
I like that.
They did not like it when I said they were like witches.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Hold up.
I fucking bombed this weekend, dude.
So you went up into Vermont and you called them witches?
Yeah, you guys are like a covenant. You guys are like witches up here.
Why didn't they like that? How old's mom?
They were not fans of me.
What?
They did not like me.
So they weren't particularly fond of a 30-year-old dude dating their 23-year-old
daughter. Yeah, I guess that was the problem.
Well, that's, dude, that, they should, they were all, they should were, celebrate you.
They were like Vermont, like... kind of like hippie-ish.
Yeah.
Which I guess they could tell. They could feel my fucking conservative values.
They probably did, dude.
They could feel my conservative values.
Damn, dude.
But no, they were all, they, obviously.
So
there
you came in, you're like, it's just you two? Did you cite the law about women living in a place without a man?
First thing I said was, I was like, what are you guys, fucking witches? No. I was okay. I was fine, but damn. That was like a fucking Meet the Fockers type weekend.
Really?
Meet the parents.
Meet
dude.
The third wave feminists.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They weren't. I'm not gonna shit on them like that.
I know.
They were definitely nice, but it was
fucking lost. Dude.
I channeled my fucking opulent king, dude. This whole weekend, I was awesome. Just like, I'm above this. I'm royalty, dude. All these bitches trying to fucking ruin me. I was like Leonidas climbing up to the oracles, dude. I met my girlfriend's mom and aunt, and I was like, please accept me.
We do not accept you, king. Did they hear your friend say faggot on FaceTime?
I don't think. But I was, I don't know. Fuck it. Right. I don't want to talk about it. I don't know. I don't think they liked me, but I don't think they cared.
Yeah, I mean, it's a girl house.
Yeah, all women.
It's a tough dynamic, man. Mm-hmm. You get, you know.
Yeah, and they definitely didn't take me being a stand-up comedian very seriously. They were like, oh, Claire says you just got management. I was like, yeah. Like, what is it? I was like, it's called AGI. They're like, sounds like a bank. I was like, yeah, all right.
What do you think
like,
it's called?
Is Claire your manager? I was like, no. Anyway.
Well, they're that's just, yeah.
And but then when I made fun of Claire or them, they got upset.
Yeah, because you're in a girl house, bro.
True. But still, I'm visiting.
Yeah, but you're getting
I know, I went into it
with... You're the transference of all the men who dared enter before, and then they came in.
True. True. I was like, watch out for this one. I've had this horrible man before.
Yeah, that sounds... They were just trying to destroy... Past, yeah, they were just destroying you, bro.
Yeah, they're
trying to break you down.
Yeah.
They were sirens, dude.
They were nice. They were nice. They were nice.
I'm kidding.
But there was definitely some jabs.
I mean, there's...
And then when I threw back...
Yeah.
And then I was like... I was laying in bed that night, like, I don't think people like me. I was like, I think I'm a fucking dickhead.
Did you guys sleep in the same room?
Yeah.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I love mom houses for that reason.
Yeah,
there's no, like,
dude.
You know, there's no dad to fucking bust you
there's
up.
There's no dad to fuck with me, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to fucking ruin my nut.
Yeah, fuck that.
But... yeah, I was laying in bed, like... Everyone thinks I'm a fucking dickhead. It was a rough... Yeah, the goblin visited me in Vermont.
What the... Yeah, that's... Damn, dude.
So then we, like, kind of fought.
Well, it's also sick. If you're like, you know, if your significant other's parents don't like you, that's kind of sick.
Not when it's just the mom.
If there was the dad there being like, stay away from him, he's trouble, that'd be good. But when it's just a mom that's like, yeah, he's kind of a dickhead.
I mean, were they like, what did you do dickhead wise to them?
I just made fun of Claire.
Oh, they didn't like you teasing her?
Yeah, but it was while they were teasing her.
Oh, and you jumped
in. And I never
in.
Teased anything like hard.
Sure.
But it was enough.
You tried to join in. Well, yeah. You're also coming from,
I was
like,
on my family's schedule of, like, trash whoever.
Exactly.
If someone came into my house and trashed me, my whole family would be like, they're great.
Oh, my God.
They're so good.
And that's the thing.
So then I went to, like, a normal family, and I was like, yeah, Claire's a piece of shit, huh? And they were like, what?
Well, that's all that was. If you were to go into,
for
like...
sure. I knew that was what it was.
Sure.
But then, like, my family calls me a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
This family is like, I think he might be a dickhead. Claire's like, you're a dickhead. Everybody I've ever been around is like, you're an asshole. God, everybody on the ski lodge was like, you're a fucking ass. Dude, I'm an opulent king.
Dude, they're just fucking jealous, dude. Trying to tear you down.
Trying to rip me apart.
Fuck that, dude. They're trying to tear you down.
I don't know, man. I think I might be a fucking asshole.
That's a funny thing to have to confront.
Yeah.
Because then, like, trying to be nice is so funny. You're like watching someone try to, but you are nice. You're a nice
person.
Well,
we got, she and I got in a fight the first night and then went skiing.
In the house?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're in enemy territory trying to have an
argument?
I was like,
you gotta be quiet. You gotta be quiet. They already think I'm a dickhead. Don't fucking, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then, so then the next morning we go skiing and I'm just pathetic the whole time. Like, we went into it kind of tense.
Sure.
And then I'm just up there like, I need help. Help me. Like, yeah,
just looking up like, do you forgive me?
Yeah, I was like, please help me.
I'm sorry for my words last night.
I'm sorry, I'm a mean dickhead. No one likes me.
You were humbled by the mountain, dude.
I got humbled.
Damn.
Big time.
Holy fuck.